Many candidates on the road to the White House have made a kind of detour to walk door to door through the streets of Manchester, New Hampshire, with the city's mayor. New Hampshire Public Radio's Brady Carlson explains why.
In a neighborhood of large, well-tended houses, Manchester Mayor Ted Gantsis is knocking on voters' doors. He's running for a fourth two-year term.
We do a lot of work in this city. It's retail politics at its finest.
It's not glamorous work. At most of the houses, no one answers the door. But Gantsis finds his share of supporters, too. And when he does, he introduces the other candidate walking with him, Republican presidential hopeful and former Hewlett-Packard CEO, Carly Fiorina.
I have Carly Fiorina with me.
I'm running for president. You really want to meet me?
Gantsis has strolled through the city with several other GOP candidates this year, including John Kasich, Chris Christie, and Bobby Jindal. In years past, he's walked with the likes of John McCain and Mitt Romney.
We like to say in New Hampshire that candidates for office will never walk alone.
That's longtime New Hampshire GOP strategist Patrick Griffin. He says while presidential campaigns have become more national in focus, candidates like Fiorina still need to appear they're in touch with local politics in early voting states.
The optics of grassroots says something to potential voters in the early primary and caucus states. This guy is really, or this woman is really doing the hard work needed to earn voters' trust and confidence one-on-one. It also provides a wonderful set for the national media to shoot against, showing the candidate in action.
They lost my diploma.
In this case, it's a local issue that's on the voters' mind. Her daughters haven't gotten their high school diplomas, which in Manchester are signed by the mayor. Gantsis says he'll take care of the issue. Then attention turns to Fiorina.
What are you running for?
President.
You have to help this guy, too.
Oh, I am. Don't you worry.
It's a bipartisan tradition for national figures to cozy up to local New Hampshire politicians. Former Manchester Mayor Bob Baines, a Democrat, recalls his first election win ahead of the 2000 presidential primary and a phone call from Vice President Al Gore.
The sitting vice president all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I'm in town. I'm coming to Bob Baines' victory parties.
Hosting a presidential candidate provides plenty of extra media attention to Gantsis and other local politicians, and national candidates sometimes offer help with fundraising and voter outreach. But strategist Patrick Griffin says it can be risky for local candidates to pick sides in a presidential primary.
We are in the middle of a family feud, and until the family works this out, I'm not sure that the benefit to the national candidate is necessarily much more than the optic of them on the hustings. That's pretty much it.
And that's where this encounter leaves off. A presidential candidate and a mayor, each looking to connect with New Hampshire voters, walking together down a two-way political street.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Keep working.
You too.
We'll see you guys.
For NPR News, I'm Brady Carlson in Manchester, New Hampshire.